Binita Rajbangshi and her daughter have been staying in this relief camp for 4 days. They were forced to flee when water gushed through a window and flooded their home. She says she caught an infection from the dirty water.
We are facing many difficulties. I have barely slept since we moved to this relief camp. We are very tense. Even others are also losing their sleep.
Hundreds of thousands of other people have also been displaced by heavy flooding in Assam state in India's northeast. Darang district is one of the worst affected. More than 4,500 people here are living in relief camps. Heavy rainfall in the hills is bringing more flooding in areas like these. Floodwaters are blocking major roads and preventing trucks from bringing supplies. People here say they are struggling to get food and medicines. Authorities are distributing food and other essentials. This centre is serving 700 families.
We first received government relief materials 4 days after the floods. We brought more from the local administration office today. We have formed a committee at the community level to distribute relief material.
Rescue operations are underway across the state. People are being evacuated on military boats like these. But worsening floods are hampering rescue efforts.
The main issue is that we have some engine boats on the other part of the district, but those cannot be taken here because of the water level, as there's no gap in between the bridges of National Highway and the water level. The gap is very minimum, so we can't afford that. So we have been procuring boats from other districts also.
While Assam floods every year during the monsoon season, record rainfall and water releases from dams have caused widespread devastation. People who are already struggling to survive are anxious about where they will go if water levels rise again. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, Sipa Jhar in Northeast India.